One, two.
Yes. All works. All works.
Wonderful.
We're on.
Greetings from Helsinki, everyone, first of all. I saw some snow this morning and I was happy.
Yeah, you felt at home.
Super.
Okay. Now, we only have 20 minutes. So, well, let's try to stay within schedule and let's just move on.
Let's do that.
Our first question for you is, the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of acquisitions within the accountancy firms, bigger taking over smaller companies. We have been told that in Scandinavia, something similar has happened or is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. Now, within your role within Visma, you have a good overview over the whole accountancy industry within Europe. So are there any takeaways? Are there lessons to be learned of what we see in that whole acquisition wave?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's I've found out throughout this time working with so many different markets and companies as well is that it's a wave that is going throughout the globe, actually. It's not so much local. It's not only in Belgium. It's not only in Finland and so forth. And for example, Finland, which is a market where I'm coming from, I think right now the top eight represents about 30% of the market. And a couple of Visma companies have done calculations that if that trend carries on, it can lead to a situation where about 50% of the market can be like covered by a pretty small amount of players in the market. But what we see also as an interesting thing is that where there is a trend, there's always a counter trend. Okay. Right? So a lot of big companies are buying accounting offices across the board, but also we see a huge wave of smaller accounting offices popping up. And what makes them successful is that they do something that the big ones can't.
And
they are very close to their partners. They're very intimate. They're specializing into some kind of an industry or situation that might not be viable for the others. So even though consolidation is going on, we know that. We see that in accounting offices, but also technically. Like there is also consolidation in other players in the market as well. It's not a source of worry if you think about what makes you different, what makes you special, what makes you still relevant in 5 years' time, 10 years' time. So I would say it is a great opportunity to do something different and view the world in a different way.
And digging a bit deeper in that, not a contradiction, but you have like the bigger firms, you have like the smaller firms. How do they operate differently? The smaller ones.
They tend to be a lot more focused on how to build that relationship with the customer. And because that relationship is the foundation for building what we call value-added services, right? Yeah. And that's been talked about for such a long time, like accountants becoming more than just the number crunchers that we are. And that's impossible unless you know who you're working with. And they do a lot of that. They go very close to their customers and learn everything they can about that. So that's at least one of the like most beautiful differences I see.
And maybe a lot of small companies will have this question at this time. Is there a difference in pricing? Are people valuating the client intimacy that you're calling? Are they valuating that higher than the bigger firms that are doing those acquisitions
at
this time?
There are big differences. And that's also a question of like what kind of pricing do you have? Are you in the hourly rate model where you 6 hours worked this month, so the price is that? Or is it a package? Is it a subscription? What kind of pricing do you have? That's directly linked to that. Because if it is based on time, then of course the customer wants you to spend as little time with you as possible, right? Because you are selling time, and that has a price. So if there is a model that is about subscription or some kind of a recurring revenue, then there's much more room also to build that relationship and incentive to build that relationship.
And you told that, and Finland is already happening, but it happened way before it happens in Belgium at this time. I think the acquisition is 2-3 years ongoing right now. And Finland is way before that. Is that counter response that you are saying, is that happening from lately? Is that happening recently? Or is that something that is already happening at the start of the big acquisitions game?
Yeah, I think it's at least in terms of like discovering some kind of a counter trend, we could say maybe last year or a couple of years back. So that's where we have really seen this trend of also new smaller ones popping up. So it is a pretty fresh thing that is happening. And the interesting thing is that it's not only new entrants to the industry, it's also people who maybe work in a bigger accounting office and think like, we could do things differently. We could provide so much more value, and then they want to go and do something on their own. So it's either a new entrant coming to the industry or people within already great companies thinking that this could be more valuable, this could be better for our customers.
Now, just to clarify, because we're talking about smaller firms and bigger firms, can you put numbers on that? What do you think is a small firm and what do you
small think accounting is, office, you mean?
Yeah.
Small accounting office in many sense, we could say under 10 people.
Okay.
But also the thing is that if we look at especially at Nordic averages, if there was a random accounting office that was given to me, like here we go, I could say that it's about 2.4 people, so two people. And also the average age, like 53 in Finnish and Norwegian and Swedish markets as well. So the averages are really small, but then also there are very big players. And then there's a lot of these like one person companies.
Okay. I think we can conclude that part. So if I'm say it right, there's a place for big companies, there's a place for small companies.
Yeah, and I would say it's all a reason, it's all existing right now because the demands of the customers are different. Like, it's the balance of economics. As long as there's different demand for that relationship or proximity, still some customers want their accounting office to be very close to them. Yeah. Or someone just knows them and recommends them. So
But you said there's a big difference for that client intimacy. Can you put numbers on that? Are there statistics known or is that not publicly available at this time?
That's also an interesting question of how to calculate that. Yeah. And is it revenue or is it the average costs we get or subscription models and so forth? But I think one interesting kind of like proof of some kind of relationship formation is that for the first time, I think ever, last year in Sweden, in accounting offices, consultancy services grew faster than bookkeeping.
No.
Right. So that means that there is something going on. So that's one indicator of that.
I think that's something that we both think. You said 2-3 people for an accountancy firm. How many clients can they have? We have an opinion about that.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm interested in that.
No.
I can also say...
It's not about us today.
Yes, exactly. One of my favorite cases was that there was a Swedish customer, and I was talking with them, and they told me they were a professor of economics and also an accountant, and they said that I have a sheet, I have Excel, that tells me how many customers I can work with. And he said, 200. Wow, that's a lot. Of course, that's possible if there is no problems. If the system is so automatic, so efficient, there's zero issues in the processes, you can do that mathematically. But theory is different than practice. And still, we could put a good estimate that around 20 to 40 clients tends to be a pretty common number in many places per person.
Close.
What's your estimate? Now I'm interested.
When we talk about how we should operate, is we today a lot of accountancy firms claim to be very customer focused, client focused. We're always ready, and yes, the DNA of a typical accountant is wanting to help people. But if you are responsible for, let's say, 60. 80, let's call it 200 files.
Yeah.
How on earth, where do you find the time to be that customer centric? Yes, the accounts will be okay. Stop.
Yeah.
You don't have time for decent meetings. You don't have time for follow-ups. You don't have time to actually think. So as we see it, can I say we?
Of course you can. We have the same matching outfits.
The Smurfs. As we see it, actually, as a firm, you have to make a choice. Or you go on volume, or you actually put that client first.
Yes, totally.
And both are okay. Mm. Both are perfectly fine, but you have to be honest about it, you have to be upfront about it, and you have to actually make a decision about it. Because the way you operate will be different.
Yes.
And then claiming like we are customer focused and have 80-100 files, I mean, that's just impossible. So we think 80-100 files,
perfect, but then you're a volume-based organization.
Completely.
If you're going for 20, 30, let's tops 40, then I think you could claim that you're customer-focused.
Oh, completely. I totally agree with that. And that's also like with our services in many markets, we talk about automation and providing new operational efficiencies to organizations and accounting offices. Then it's always like, okay, now I have more time. What do I do with it? Is it more clients or is it deeper relationships with our clients? And that's a really good question. But also, I can say from a Visma perspective that we also have this similar question when it comes to key account management and customer success work. And we want that's why we want to keep our portfolios of accounting office partners per person to a controlled amount so we can have that relationship. If there is a person in Visma who has like 300 accounting offices in their portfolio for customer success work, impossible. Like, you cannot do that. It's very hard. You don't have enough time and resources for that. So we have the similar questions in our mind. Like, we want to have that relationship. And that means that people need to be capable of having that relationship with you.
Okay. But then going back to Scandinavia, bigger and smaller firms, is there then a line to be drawn, like small firms are by definition customer focused? Or could you be small and do the volume?
Yes, you can. There, like this one person I told about, the Swedish person, that was a one-man company. That was a one-man company. It was going all in on efficiencies. So it doesn't really look at the size of the organization. But, of course, then comes the question of how do you handle that accounting as a skill, technology as a skill. And it's really complicated for one single person to master all those components of accounting work. So it's difficult, but it's doable also if you want to have a one-man company.
And are the tasks different? If you want to do client intimacy, are the tasks that you do for that client different?
Of course, they need to be. And there needs to be also components that are about that relationship and building that relationship. Like if we want to have a discovery meeting of like, what can we find from your finances? What could we help you with? There might be some trouble billing that, and the other person being like, yes, of course, let's do a discovery meeting and I will pay everything for that. Not sure. So there comes these softer components of the service delivery into the whole annual cycle of how you do your operations.
Okay. Maybe an elephant in the room.
If you don't elephant?
I won't address it. We have somebody of Visma here, and I know if you won't address what Visma will do in the next few years, we will be lynched outside somewhere in that area, I think. So maybe first of all, it could be interesting for the people, because I don't think many people know who you are. What's your role within Visma at this time?
Definitely. I'd be more than happy to walk us through that. And maybe important is like why I'm here, first of all, accounting offices.
Because we invited you.
We invited you, yeah.
Yes. But there's many steps before that happened. Yeah. And all started in 2017 when I joined the organization. And since day one, I work with accounting offices. I didn't know much about the industry beforehand. So I dove in head first and started to work with accounting offices very closely on how to change pricing models, how to use technology and develop the business that way. But then, as the years went by, about a year ago, I became the accounting office specialist in Visma Group, which is a completely novel role where I work with 25 different Visma companies, Visma software companies, now in 15 different European markets. So that's a lot of events happening, and Belgium is one of those markets that I'm trying to understand, and that's why I work very closely with Yuki and admin Pulse and team leader as well from the Visma companies here. And it's all about how can we make great software for you guys that you are happy with, you can build a great business upon, and also the software things that we do, be it Yuki's beautiful events or all kinds of different customer interactions with you guys, how to develop them in a way that is mutually sustainable for building a great future ahead for us. So I work with those Visma companies that work with accounting offices to develop that whole picture.
Well, of all those events, you're at the most fun event of them all, of course. But maybe
it's a great crowd, right?
but maybe interesting to know is that, if I'm correct, you're part of the decision boards or the advisory boards of a lot of software companies across other countries as well.
Couple of boards, yeah.
How do you look at software players in Belgium?
compared to others? What's different? What's specific for those Belgian software houses?
I think a great thing and an interesting thing is that if we look at the bigger picture of especially like European software events and what's ahead of us, many markets are really similar, actually, when it comes to the technology and also the practices that companies have. Now that we're in Spain as well and France, and now lately we entered Germany with new acquisitions there, many things are very similar. But then it's also in the space of accounting offices that are using our software to run their business. It's about how well have they incorporated these systems into their processes. And that's more of the differentiator of like what kind of role does the technology play. And that's why I'm so happy to have you guys organize things like this. And I wish something like this would be organized in every single European country,
okay.
Actually.
Can be arranged.
You also have Spanish colleagues. It's what was it? Despacho? Oh, I don't remember the Spanish name, but there's also in Spain an organization that helps accountants digitalize their business. But to conclude that, technically, pretty a lot of similarities, but in customer base, it's about how well has that technology become a part of your work. But then also on a national level, regulation is a big differentiator. And just looking at, for example, Dutch and Belgian markets, and in Netherlands, we have a lot of one-person companies. Mm-hmm. And here, because we need to get certified and start the company, then we have less one-person companies.
Okay, maybe then one last question, I think, that we have to ask. Otherwise, definitely, we will run out of time, and we don't want to keep you all seated for 3-4 hours. maybe you know we have a lot of boot holders today. We are always interested in who will be next and another Visma company. Are there any scoops, or what is the vision of Visma for the next few years, and maybe in Belgium then?
Of course, there are no scoops. it's very we advance, of course, with being very hygienic about all these things, and we don't want to announce anything before things happen. But just looking at
too
the Belgian
bad
market recently,
we can only try.
We can only try. But in the Belgian market, we have done a lot of investments lately, and that's going to continue. So that's why what we can really conclude that the show is definitely going to go on. But I think also from my perspective, the show is only getting started on what we want to do and what we want to achieve to help you guys. And what I also want to touch upon here is when people ask me, like, why do you work with this industry and what's so interesting about it? I always say that it's about us having a real big impact on the national economy. So through the software, through the services that you guys are delivering, and that being that combination, we can make the Belgian economy stronger than it ever has been.
Then I think there is no better way to end the conversation.
No scoops. No scoops. But thanks anyway.
But I remember that we can organize something throughout Europe.
And with the money of Visma, we can buy a Spanish firm as well. Yeah. So maybe there are opportunities over there.
Definitely. And also, if you guys happen to or just want to have a talk or anything, I'm going to be here as well for the whole day. So it would be really nice to talk with what you guys are seeing and how things are going.
Wow. Thank you for coming down all the way from Finland. Petteri.
Dankjewel.